Thanks very much for introduction. And so I'm very happy to be able to present our latest work with Tatsuhiro Misumi and Norisuke Sakai. And indeed, this work is completed just 1 week ago. So it is completed during my stay at KITP. So I hope this expresses my appreciation to this opportunity. So I want to start with anomaly matching very briefly. So what is the anomaly in my context? Next speaker Zohar will talk about it more in detail. So let me very brief at this stage. So consider quantum field theory with symmetry G and introduce gauge field A. So it is a background gauge field. And consider its partition function I write as Z of A, and perform gauge transformation for this background gauge field. So let's denote that gauge parameter as theta. So naively, it would be equal to the original partition function because it is originally a symmetry, but sometimes you get extra phase depending on gauge parameter and background gauge fields. So if you turn on A or something, then it is also, it of course vanishes, but it sometimes have this kind of additional phases because of the background gauge field. So this is the anomaly I will mention in this talk. And what is important, so importance of this anomaly is, so Tofu shows that this anomaly is renormalization group invariant. Therefore, so possible structure of vacuum, so possible vacua are constrained by the existence of anomaly. So this is the anomaly matching, so given by Tofut, 1980, or around that. So this is the one of the aspects I want to talk about, but another aspect is the circle compactification. So big motivation of this talk is the notion given by Mithat and his collaborator about adiabatic circle compactification. So as you know, so Yamil theory on four dimensions shows confinement, but its confinement occurs because of its strong coupling nature. And usually it is very difficult to compute, and currently we have no semi-classical technique to compute it. But if you put it on a circle, so instead of putting on R4, so let's compactify one direction and assume that this circle size L is small enough, then so under appropriate matter contents or some certain type of deformation of the action, so you can very briefly you can claim that so vacuum on R4 is continuously connected to the vacuum on effective theory. Of this compactified theory. And since this S1 is small, so sufficiently small, so if you derive one-dimensional reduced effective theory, then because of the smallness of the circle, so you can put the theory on a semi-classical regime, and you can compute a lot of things in a reliable semi-classical computation. And what is interesting is so strong coupling nature on R4. So vacuum of strongly coupled field theory on R4 may be continuously connected to vacuum structure on semi-classically calculable regime. So this is what is called adiabatic circle compactification. So let's try to connect these two notions. So in certain type of theory, so vacuum possible structure of vacuum is constrained by anomaly. And on the other hand, we see that under a certain setup, if you put a theory on a circle, you can compute that vacuum structure in a semi-classical regime, and the vacuum structure on original theory and circle compactified theory may be connected. So if both are true, then for consistency, so it is natural to guess that, so under this setup, anomaly on original theory, let's call Rd plus 1, is equal, in some sense, equal to anomaly on circle compactified setup Rd times S1. So the question I'd like to address in this talk is, so very simple. So is it really possible? So yeah, answering this question is not so trivial. So answering this question positively is not so trivial. So to express its certain type of difficulty, let's show with, so let's start with negative example. So consider three-dimensional Dirac fermion, three-dimensional free Dirac fermion. So whose symmetry is U1 and time reversal. So let's introduce background gauge field for this U1 and denote its partition function under this background field as Z of A. And do the time reversal operation to this partition function. What happens is it gives partition function times so additional phase given by Chan-Simon action. So far, we just compute three-dimensional Dirac fermion and it's easy. And let's put let's compactify three-dimensional manifold to some big two-dimensional manifold and some small circle. And this circle size L is very small, for example, compared with rest of the two dimension. Then since this S1 is small enough, so you can regard that you obtain the effective theory for this two-dimensional setup. So what is the symmetry of this two-dimensional effective theory? So symmetry in this two-dimensional setup is again U1 and time reversal. So again, let's introduce gauge field A, but this is not a gauge field, so maybe I should write this way. So this is the same U1 gauge field, but it is a U1 gauge field on this two-dimensional part, because I already reduced the theory on two dimension. I do not care about, say then periodic.
Well,
the
periodic
boundary is the same as U1 and U1. Okay, then, so maybe I should consider anti-periodic or something?
I don't know. Are you
using okay. Yeah, okay, then let's take, anti-periodic boundary conditions. Yeah, so boundary condition will play an important role for the latter part of my talk, but yeah, so let's consider the then periodic, then let's take anti-periodic boundary condition and take U1 gauge field for R2. Then this is just a one-form gauge field on R2. So if you compute the anomaly for this two-dimensional setup, then do the time reversal transformation, then you obtain the same equation. And like this. But point is, so since this is a one form on two dimension, but this is a three form, so it must be equal to zero. So this says that if you compactify the theory, then so anomaly vanishes. So sometimes if you do some kind of circle compactification, then so anomaly in the original theory disappears after circle compactification. So you should consider some clever way of circle compactification to find this type of equality. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I agree that point. Yeah. So yeah. Right. Yeah. I want to show it with some equation, but yeah, I completely agree with you. That's true. Yeah. I should say anti-periodic. Sorry. Okay, so in some cases, which is a theory related to the adiabatic circle compactification, we want to circumvent this problem systematically. So I want to explain two examples which is known for the way to circumvent this kind of this banishment of anomaly. So I will review two cases. So first one is some type of SUN Young Mills at theta equal pi. So it is shown by Zohar and his collaborator, so Guyot Kapustin. Komagodorsky and Seiberg in this match. And another example I will talk about is CP n minus 1 sigma model. And this part will be the introduction of our work. So I will show these two examples. And these two examples have certain type of similarity, but the big difference is this theory is a theory with so what is called one form symmetry, and this plays an important role for the construction of anomaly under the circle compactified theory. But CPN sigma model has no one-form symmetry, so we need some trick to, for the survival of anomaly. So let's start with SUN Young Mills at theta equal pi. So this theory has two symmetry, which is relevant to us. So one of them is center symmetry, Zn one form symmetry. And also time reversal at theta equal pi. So this one form symmetry acts on a line operator, say fundamental. So if you consider fundamental Wilson line along some line C, then it changes to the Zn phase by measuring the fundamental charge of the Wilson line. So if I write omega in this talk, it is always nth root of the unity. Yeah, I do not have time for deriving the anomaly in four-dimensional setup. So just let me say that. So if in the four-dimensional setup, let's consider the background. Let's introduce the background gauge field for Zn one-form symmetry. It is a two-form Zn gauge field B. And consider the partition function under this background. Then if you do the time reversal transformation, you will get additional phase given by some topological field theory, including this two-form gauge field B. So you obtain some type of anomaly in SU and YAML theory in four dimension. And let's now try to compactify the theory one by one dimension. So set S1. So what happens? So here, so since compactify it, so we get this kind of setup. And so what is relevant for the existence of one form symmetry is, so you get additional local operator in this three dimensional setup, which is a Polyakov loop given by so in addition to the special Wilson line, you get the local operator Polyakov loop. So Zn one form symmetry in four dimension induces two symmetry. So one of them is Zn one form in 3D, which acts on special Wilson line. So it is still acts on a line operator in this circle compactifier setup. And also Zn zero form symmetry in three-dimensional setup, which acts on not on the line operator, but on the Polyakov loop, which is a point-like object in circle compactified setup. And this appearance of Polyakov loop is very important in order to survive, in order for anomaly to survive in our computation, because let's introduce a Zn gauge field for this zero form symmetry, I denote B1, and also introduce a Zn gauge field, Zn background gauge field for one form part. So what does it mean? So it acts on Polyakov loop. So in four dimensional language, so this is equivalent to introduce a Zn gauge, a background gauge field in four dimension with the following form, B2. So by mapping this Zn zero form gauge field in a two dimension, into a two form by wedging the this four direction, then you can create a codimension two surface which can link to this Polyakov loop in four dimensional setup, and this measures the Zn phase of the Polyakov loop. So by substituting this B into this equation, then even after circle compactified theory, under these two background gauge field, if you do the time reversal transformation, you obtain anomaly with this form. So let me summarize what happens in this case. So originally, we have a Zn center symmetry, which is a one-form symmetry in four-dimensional setup, and do the circle compactification. Then in this setup, so line operator, Wilson line, can wrap around the temporal direction, and that gives another, becomes another charged object, which behaves as a point-like operator in 3D, so which induces zero-form Zn symmetry. And introducing background gauge field for both these two Zn symmetry, then the anomaly in this four-dimensional setup survives after circle compactification. So this is good, at least for volume. This is a good indication for volume independence, because so long as you are in the confined phase, then so even you perform the circle compactification, then some type of branch structure of vacuum would appear even after circle compactification. So if you have some trick to put the theory on a semi-classical circle compact file semi-classical regime in the confined phase, then similar type of branch structure would appear. So you cannot claim volume independence should occur, but at least you can claim it is consistent. So I explained the case how anomaly can survive when theory has one form symmetry. So next, I want to consider the case where the theory has no one form symmetry, like CPN minus one sigma model. So, okay, so to be specific, I take this form of Lagrangian. So that vector is a complex field variable, and A is a U1 gauge field, dynamical U1 gauge field. So I realize CPN sigma model as a linear gauged sigma model. And so in two-dimensional setup, again at theta equal pi, so this has some type of anomaly. So in order to explain it, let me first explain what the symmetry of this theory is. So first symmetry is, let me call Frobe SUN symmetry that acts on this matter field by multiplying the unitary operator. And since U1 is a dynamical gauge field, so common center, so center element of SUN can be absorbed by U1 gauge transformation. So the symmetry with the phase representation is given by SUN mod its center. Another symmetry at theta equal pi is again time reversal. So these two are the important symmetry for us. So now let us again introduce a background gauge field for the Frobe symmetry. So Frobe symmetry is SUN mod GN. So in order to represent this back, so in order to represent the background gauge field as a gauge field for SUN and mod GN, I introduce a SUN gauge field, which represent as A. And to express that, so it is divided by GN, I also introduce so Zn to form gauge field. So by combining these two, we can express the appropriate gauge field for SUN mod Gn. And let's consider the partition function under these two background gauge fields. And if you apply time reversal to this partition function at theta equal pi, you obtain that. This type of anomaly. And this anomaly is found by Zoha and his collaborator, Sharon and Ryan Songren and Shinan Tso. And so this is a starting point before I start doing the circle compactification. So this is our setup for the this is our setup for deriving the anomaly for the circle compactified CPN minus one model. So yeah, so this anomaly appears as in two-dimensional setup. Haldane model? This one?
No,
yes. Yes, yes. Okay. Okay. Okay, okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, thanks for the comment, yeah. Okay, yeah, thanks. Okay, then, okay, do the circle compactification. And yeah, and since we have S1, so we have a freedom to choose a boundary condition for this matter field Z. So I choose this boundary condition. So here omega is 1 omega. So it is a twisted boundary condition using some flavor symmetry. So this is an element of SUN flavor symmetry. And so under this boundary condition, so it is so first observed by Gerald Dunn and Mithat and a lot of people working. Maybe I have to add other phase factor, but it does not. Yeah, so maybe. So yeah, you can tune your. Yeah, so depending on yeah, odd or even n, you should coherently choose plus or minus. Yeah, yes, yes.
Plus minus. There is an overall phase.
Yeah.
You have to be careful.
But
it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, but that doesn't matter. So sorry, I have to be yeah. So this part I am a little bit sloppy, but it doesn't affect the discussion. So okay. And recently it is given rigorously shown that Schlesman, Tin Schlesman classic that so in this setup, large N volume independence is rigorously shown. And so according to our philosophy in this talk, so in this so specific twisted boundary condition, then anomaly in this two-dimensional setup must also survive in this one-dimensional setup. So problem is how it is realized. And trick is the following. So appearance of that ZN two-form gauge field when gauging the SUN part can be regarded as follows. So that is a representation of U1 times SUN mod GN. So if you gauging the U1, then appropriate faithful representation is SUN mod GN. But if you gauge both simultaneously, then it is a common center. Common center does not so under the common center, matter field does not react. So you have a one-form symmetry. So if you make that SUN gauge field dynamical, then doing the ZN zero-form symmetry, ZN zero-form transformation under the background gauge field, then boundary condition is changed by omega. But this changes the boundary condition, so it maps to the different theory. So it is not a symmetry of our twisted boundary conditions. But point is, we can construct shift symmetry, Zn, by labeling Z1, Zn as Z2, Zn, Z1. So let's denote as S of Z vector. Then under this shift transformation, So boundary condition also changes. So doing the applying the Zn shift to this omega, you get S omega S inverse. And it is omega omega. So by intertwining this shift symmetry with so Zn zero form transformation, so we get omega inverse S omega S inverse. And it goes back to the omega. So intertwining these two symmetry, this is a theory of above twisted boundary condition. Yes. Yeah, so with twisted boundary condition, so it is a symmetry of the theory. So it is especially Zn symmetry. And the point is that, so since this is a symmetry, so let's introduce a background gauge field, so called B1. And the point is this Zn symmetry acts on line operator, which although it is intertwined with the shift symmetry, but it acts on this Polyakov line of U1 symmetry. So if you introduce this gauge field, then in two-dimensional language, you obtain this two-form gauge field, which is introduced in the two-dimensional setup. Therefore, so you also introduce some type of background air gauge field and B in the circle compactified theory. But what is important is, so gauging this Zn shift symmetry, then if you apply the time reversal transformation, then we obtain the anomaly, which is induced from a two-dimensional anomaly of CPM sigma model. So under this treated boundary condition, so by appropriately choosing the boundary condition, you can generate a new symmetry as if you have the one-form symmetry by intertwining with the shift symmetry. And if you do it, you can get the anomaly for this two-dimensional set, for the circle compactified theory without one-form symmetry. And I ran out of my time, but I just briefly mention some applications. So if you consider the N-flavor massless QCD with NC equal NF equal N, then so it has a original in four-dimensional setup, it has a SUN mod GN vector-like flavor symmetry and Z2N axial symmetry. And if you introduce background gauge field for the flavor part, then it has, so under this background gauge field, if you perform Z2N axial, you get this anomaly. And so I have n quark, and if you put the, so now we compactify one direction and put the twisted boundary condition given by this one. So again, it is the same Zn twisted boundary condition, then the same thing happens. So you can induce Zn shift symmetry by combining relabeling of quark and center transformation of the Carrier-Wilson line. And remnant of flavor part is maximally broken to the maximal abelian subgroup. But what is important is it is again divided by Zn and Z2n axial. And if I again introduce background gauge field for this case, then under this setup, if you do the Z2N axial transformation, then in addition to it does not go back to the original partition function, but it gets additional phase given by this one. So claim is, so no trivial phase of ZNQCD. Yeah, thanks for listening. So this is the application of my technique. Yeah, thank you.
OD story and a 2D story is as a separate story. But I thought that, let's see, in a recent paper, we connected the flavor symmetry of the CP1 model coming from the one-form symmetry in four dimensions, compact by Torus. So it seems that you can make a more direct connection. Do you have a comment on that?
I see. Let's see. Yeah, so, so, right. Yeah, I do not know the answer, but point is, so if you have an anomaly which only includes two-form symmetry, two-form gauge fields, then after reducing it in some bound twisted boundary condition, so that anomaly can survive. So maybe, so by doing the compactification one more direction, then maybe I can get some connection with your study and this approach. But at the current stage, I do not know the answer. But it is interesting to be done, I think.
Okay, we can discuss a little bit later.
Maybe a related question. So this boundary condition that you introduced in the CPN model?
Yes, this one, okay.
Yeah, I presume it's not even so hard to simulate this kind of boundary conditions, and people can check if there are no disordered phases. But what I wanted to understand is whether you gauge this shift symmetry, or do you leave it as a global symmetry?
So we have a intertwined shift symmetry. So we have a intertwined shift symmetry between shift and.
But when you say intertwined, I'm just trying to understand what it means. You mean that you gauge the shift symmetry?
So I just need to combine these two steps simultaneously in order to make the boundary condition fixed.
Fixed.
Yeah.
There's not a separate shift symmetry.
Yeah, so.
The symmetry is SUN mod ZN.
Symmetry, yeah, in two dimension, it is, yes, SUN mod ZN is a symmetry.
Now, the boundary condition is a certain ZN subgroup. It's bounded by a ZN subgroup of PSUN.
ZN subgroup of PSUN, that's true.
Okay. So you have a ZN subgroup of PSUN for which you introduce a chemical potential.
For which?
Or like boundary conditions, doesn't matter, it's the same.
Okay, okay.
So that's what you're doing?
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So to be honest, I am not familiar with holography, so I cannot answer the question, but important point is, so in order to have a volume independence, so keeping the center symmetry appearing this boundary condition plays an important role. So I think this idea can be translated in some way, but I have no idea. Yes.
I can answer your question, but it's a more lengthy conversation, so I will tell you a little bit. But okay, I have a comment slash question. Maybe all of these implications of anomaly, both in CPN minus one as well as the Deformian meals at theta equal pi, are realized by semi-classical objects. In CPN minus one, it is fractional instantons, they have charge, yes. They have action one over n of the usual instanton, same story goes to monopole instantons on R3 cross S1. So, and these things somehow satisfies the constraints of the anomaly, automatically also provide a dynamical framework. I think the beauty of this construction is that, you know, for the semi-classical analysis, we cannot extrapolate semi-classical analysis to large circles, but on the other hand, it gives us very detailed information, but we can extrapolate anomaly implications to any circle size, I think, and even at strong coupling. So I think this is the most interesting point, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, anomaly gives a consistent constraint, but yeah, it does not give a microscopic detail. So yeah, at that, in order to obtain microscopic details, semi-classical, so putting it on a semi-classical regime gives a very powerful technique, I think.
Yes. Kind of
Okay.
So I think in larger perspective, we could say that this second example is a chemical potential of some sort.
Yeah, yes.
And so it falls under this kind of realm.
You mean this one?
Yeah, it's
this
example.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this kind of theories can survive being ordered at any temperature.
Right. So, yes, indeed, this can be regarded as an imaginary flavor dependent imaginary chemical potential, and I
compare.
Exactly.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah, I agree, but still, yeah. Okay, yes, I agree, yes.
Okay, I will also make one more comment about this. So if you go to the messless limit of this, indeed, this anomaly construction implies that the maximal abelian part of the chiral symmetry must be broken. Okay. Indeed, last year, Alexey and Thomas Schaefer wrote a paper which shows that even at arbitrarily weak coupling, chiral symmetry do get broken. That's a calculable example of the spontaneous chiral symmetry breaking. So the whole story fits super nicely in some sense. Yeah. Okay, any other questions, comments?
I had two comments as I'm one of the collaborators. So one is that this method is quite ubiquitous, common for any kind of things, even if you don't have one form symmetry. So as long as you can find that kind of the shift symmetry, there is some possibility to keep the 250 anomaly from D plus one dimension to D dimension. So this is one thing. And in our paper, so there is a very common way to explain that kind of thing. And the other thing is, as Sakai-san has discussed in his paper, I know in his talk, so we know the very beautiful resurgent structure in CPN sigma model with R1 cross S1 with small compactification limit, the quantum mechanical limit, and we find a very beautiful exact resurgent transients coming from the complex solutions and Lefschetz thimble. So this result indicates the clear relation between the CPN quantum mechanics to the CPN sigma model in R2. So, okay.
Other questions, comments, open. Okay, then let's thank Yuya again.
Yeah, thanks very much.